हरे कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा हैज गिवन थ्री बेनिफिट्स ऑफ प्रैक्टिसिंग बुद्ध योगा। फर्स्ट वन, द पर्सन गेट्स रिड ऑफ उबे सुकृत दुष्कृते। पर्सन गेट्स रिड ऑफ बोथ बैड एंड गुड रिजल्ट्स एंड बिकम्स एलिजिबल फॉर व्हाट? फॉर द सेकेंड बेनिफिट, दैट इज टू एंटर वैकुंठ और टू अटेन परम पदम, हाईएस्ट डेस्टिनेशन। थर्ड, द पर्सन बिकम्स इनडिफरेंट to the karmakandic section of the Vedas. And now Krishna is going to talk about the fourth one, and a very important one. He's going to discuss about, or he's going to instruct about, attaining divine consciousness. So let's see that in shloka number 53. It goes like this.
Shruti vipratipannate yadasthasyati nishchala समाधाव अचला बुद्धिश तदा योगम अवाप्स्यसि।
सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट यदा बुद्धिते, यदा व्हेन योर बुद्धि, योर माइंड और इंटेलिजेंस इज श्रुति विप्रतिपन्ना, इज नॉट डिस्टर्ब्ड बाय द फ्लावरी लैंग्वेज ऑफ द वेदास एंड स्थास्यति निश्चला एंड इज फिक्स्ड। And is fixed in what? Samadhavachala. Is fixed in trance of self-realization. What happens? Tada, then. Yogam avapsyasi. The person attains divine consciousness. Now here the word Samadhav is given. So Samadhav, basically that is talking about Samadhi. So what is Samadhi? Samadhi is basically the state of a person who has attained full Krishna consciousness, or one who is in fully Krishna consciousness state. This is what it means, Samadhi. And the person who is in Samadhi has fully realized the three aspects of the absolute truth, that is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So we have already discussed about Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan elaborately in the second shloka of second chapter. So you can refer to that video to get more details on this. Now, nice points are given here about the highest perfection of the state of Samadhi. What is the highest perfection of self-realization? We have already discussed. What is that? First, is to understand that one is eternally the servitor of Krishna. See, this point is repeated so many times now. Why? Because we have completely forgotten and thoroughly convinced that we are not servant of Krishna. We are thoroughly convinced that we are masters. So this point has to be repeated again and again and again, that yes, the highest state of self-realization or highest perfection is to realize that we are servants of Krishna. And once we realize that we are servants of Krishna, or at least on a theoretical platform when we understand that we are servants of Krishna, what are we supposed to do? The next line. One's only business should be discharge one's duties in Krishna consciousness. Now, here Krishna is saying that don't be attracted by the flowery language of Vedas and so on and so forth. So now the question is that how will the person get instruction? How will he get instructions to advance on the path of bhakti or on the path of self-realization? How will we advance? How will he get instructions? So here, there are three points which we can make a note of. So when a person practices Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, he is not deprived of anything. Everything is there in this. So how will he get instructions? One comes directly into communion with Krishna. So when someone comes directly in touch with Krishna, Krishna will give instructions. Krishna or his representative, that is spiritual masters, Guru. So they will give instructions. So once we receive the instructions, what are we supposed to do? One has only to carry out the orders of Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. So once we receive the instructions from Krishna through Bhagavad Gita or through Krishna's representative, the spiritual master, what are we supposed to do? Just execute those instructions. And just by receiving the instructions and executing it as it is, what happens? One is sure to achieve results by such activities and attain the conclusive knowledge. the conclusive knowledge of the entire Vedic scriptures. And by this, what happens? The person attains the divine consciousness. So Krishna has spoken so many things about Buddhi Yoga. And now Arjuna is very curious about Buddhi Yoga. He has heard about Buddhi Yoga. Now Arjuna is curious about people practicing Buddhi Yoga. And after a long gap, where Krishna is speaking in this gap, now Arjuna is going to ask question. So let's see what question Arjuna is asking in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz. And don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding. And also, the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.